Script 2 to Exercise 2. Listen to the text, Dr. Elizabeth, and mark the sentences T, true, or F, false.
Dr. Elizabeth. Elizabeth Blackwell was one of the first women doctors. In the 19th century, this profession was not associated with women, and all qualified doctors in Europe and the USA were men. In those years, it was very difficult for girls to become medical students, and very few of them could find a job as a doctor in hospitals. Elizabeth Blackwell was one of them. She was born in England in 1821. At the age of 11, she came to America with her family. The Blackwells settled in Ohio. When Elizabeth became a young woman, she went to Kentucky to teach. There she nursed an elderly friend through a lasting illness and decided to become a doctor. After graduating from medical school, Dr. Blackwell could find no American hospital to work in, so she went to France. She wanted to become a surgeon. Again, finding no hospital that would take a woman doctor, she entered a French hospital as a nursing student. Elizabeth worked long hours, making beds, washing patients, and scrubbing floors. But she watched operations whenever she had a chance. While caring for a baby who had an eye infection, Elizabeth, too, became ill. After suffering for many months, she recovered to find that she had lost the sight of one eye. Her chance of becoming a surgeon was gone. But just when Elizabeth was most discouraged, she received an invitation to study at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London. When she returned to the United States, Dr. Elizabeth founded the New York Infirmary for Women and Children. She died in 1910. Today, the New York Infirmary treats over 30,000 patients yearly, and its staff of physicians has grown from 2 when Dr. Blackwell began her work to more than 500 women and men.